The Philadelphia Orchestra this week will perform one of its biggest productions ever. A Requiem Mass written by Leonard Bernstein requires 300 musicians on stage. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins visited a rehearsal of Mass.
Okay, the first time optional.
While rehearsing a few days ago for this weekend's production of Mass, conductor Yannick Nezès again had more than just the Philadelphia Orchestra in front of him. There was also a rock band with electric guitars and a drum kit, 100 choir singers from Temple University in Westminster, 30 children's voices from the American Boy Choir, a high school marching band, and 16 Broadway singers. If this music sounds a little bit like West Side Story, there's a reason. It was written by Leonard Bernstein for the opening of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in 1971. It was commissioned by Jackie Kennedy in memory of her husband, the president. The size and complexity of this Mass Requiem means it is rarely staged, says the show's director, Kevin Newbury.
We're trying to put together a real theatrical event, you know, narrative theatrical experience. You could do the Mass in a concert version with everybody behind music stands, and it would still be a moving night of music, but I think it actually benefits from a real theatricality.
The story told in this Mass is about a community that has lost its faith in its own institutions. Written by Bernstein, who was Jewish, for America's only Catholic president, Newbery says the story is about the struggle to regain trust in both religion and government.
It's really about a crisis of faith, and it's about an entire community grappling with both government leaders and religious leaders, so it covers a lot of ground, and I think it's one of his most exciting pieces, maybe even his masterpiece.
There are so many elements in this production of Mass that the orchestra itself was pushed off the stage. Half of the musicians will be in the orchestra pit. It's the first time the pit will be used since Verizon Hall opened 14 years ago. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.